KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says businesses must make room for initiatives where workers own shares.
Today in our country, more than 500,000 workers are part owners of the companies they work for. Workers don't even demand that, you know, we want all of it. They just say we want a portion.
Ramaphosa has told a share ownership conference in Johannesburg that such plans are essential for creating a more robust economy that benefits everyone fairly. He says they can also help boosting growth and productivity. Ramaphosa has added that worker share ownership gives them a seat at the table where important decisions are made.
For the most part, the workers who worked for those companies that produces the orange juice, the pizza, were often excluded. They were almost like just objects, not even heeded, except for the wages that they earn, even in the boardroom.
Health Minister Joe Phahla has revealed that there are over 2,000 unclaimed bodies in government mortuaries across the country. The minister says KZN has reported the highest number of unclaimed bodies. Phahla made the revelation in response to a parliamentary question. The department has explained there's a lengthy identification process lasting between a week to a year before pauper burial is declared. It says the process involves the SAPs who assist with fingerprint verification. The Fuel Retailers Association has applauded the Supreme Court of Appeal ruling suspending new fuel retail licenses until existing license challenges are resolved by the Energy Minister. CEO Reggie Spear has highlighted the prolonged appeals process aiming to protect retailers' viability. The judgment aims to prevent the proliferation of service stations, aligning with the objectives of the Petroleum Products Act. The association has urged adherence to legislative timeframes and calls for industry review. And the judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is deciding whether the former U.S. president should be punished for violating a gag order. Prosecutors have given 10 examples of him criticizing people involved in the case on his Truth Social platform. They are requesting $1,000 fines for each one. Julie Rendelman, a New York criminal defense lawyer, says one of the violations involves discussing a juror.
He hasn't named the juror. He hasn't named where they work. But still, he's made comments that potentially have an impact on the outcome of this case. Jurors don't want to be spoken about. In fact, one juror even commented the other day that they were concerned about the media attention.
Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 29.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins gear up for their CSA T20 Challenge semi-final on Thursday. And then things are heating up ahead of the London Derby between Chelsea and Arsenal. And Banyana coach Desiree Ellis will now be known as Dr. Coach as of Thursday.